I think it has to be resolved by splitting functions. There is clearly a head of state and there is need for a head of government. If you separate those two offices, one becomes head of state and the other one a head of government. And with respect to functions, you have to separate the power to deploy the military and to be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces from the power to determine the business of government. So the only way to equitably split would be to separate those. So one becomes an appointive authority and their executive powers are with respect to the appointment of critical public offices and officials, and the other becomes executive authority with respect to the critical power of determining the security and defense of the country.
Some political analysts are suggesting that we should just transplant the Kenyan model and resolve this crisis. Would you agree?
Well, Kenya is a fairly unique country in which power balance is based on ethnic interest, amongst others, and also based on the political party representation. We don't have the same ethnic configuration that would allow us to balance our power based on ethnicity. And the feud that Zimbabwe has undergone or gone through is not an ethnic feud. Thirdly, there are certain unique features of the Kenyan constitution which pertains to how you transact government business. For example, that you have high-ranking officials within the presidency also being members of parliament. We don't have the same scenario here. So Kenya's approach was to split 50-50 everything. Of course, this assumes that the problem is purely one of power. And in Zimbabwe, it's broader than power. It's much broader than the question of who holds power. There's a much more fundamental structural question that is at stake.